This is Lacey from Healing Hearts Home Health News Center. Here's the latest news from Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. Very warm and dry conditions will produce elevated fire weather this afternoon. Breezy conditions in many areas tomorrow could result in near critical or critical fire weather conditions. Almost 100 citizens attended a meeting held at City Hall, all concerned about the impending federal vaccine mandates that are expected to affect Campbell County Health employees next month and may lead to a large loss of staff. Hospital Board Chair Adrian Garrett said the board is not coming out against the vaccine, but are against the vaccine mandate. Campbell County health officials say they expect orders on the mandate sometime in October. Not complying with the federal mandate puts Campbell County Health's federal license at stake, which would then affect its state license, effectively closing down the facility. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. Very warm and dry conditions will produce elevated fire weather this afternoon. Breezy conditions in many areas tomorrow could result in near critical or critical fire weather conditions. After almost a year since the close-to-home hospice hospitality house closed to inpatients, the hospital's Board of Trustees have decided to table a vote on whether the facility will reopen or not. The board agreed to revisit the issue in its upcoming board retreat in the Gillette College Technical Education Center in October. The community effort to help a Gillette couple culminated on Saturday with many helping Mikkel and Josh Schmidt to load 27,000 pairs of shoes as part of a collection effort by the Schmidts, who contracted with Shoes with Heart to gather the shoes, which will be repurposed for those less fortunate. In return for their efforts, they will be given a $10,000 grant. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.